A key Democratic U.S. senator is urging President Bush to use Tuesday night's State of the Union address to explain why military action might be necessary to disarm Iraq. Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, ranking Democrat on the Foreign Affairs Committee, voted last year for a resolution authorizing force to disarm Iraq. But as administration officials signal that time is running out for Iraq to comply with U.N. weapons inspections and avoid war, Senator Biden is concerned President Bush has not adequately explained to U.S. allies and the American people why military action may be necessary. Mr. Biden is calling on the president to make his case Tuesday night.
Tell the American people what we're asking of them and why, for they have no idea now what's expected of them. They don't know what the cost will be to remove Saddam, and they should. How many troops will have to stay in Iraq to secure the country, and we have estimates. And for what will take to get a representative government that lives up to international obligations.
Mr. Biden agrees with the administration that if force is used, the United States should act with a coalition if possible, but alone if necessary. Still, Mr. Biden is urging the administration not to dismiss the concerns of U.S. allies who oppose military action against Iraq.
We should lower the rhetoric. We should not appear to be the petulant nation, wondering why the rest of the recalcitrant world will not act with us, showing our impatience. It does not suit a great nation well.
Mr. Biden, who supports giving more time to U.N. weapons inspectors to do their job, is calling on President Bush to share intelligence about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction with Americans and the world. A key Republican, Senator John Warner of Virginia, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, agrees.
It would be, I think, to the advantage of the president's effort to build a greater coalition than he now has with friendly nations, or the willing nations, to reveal additional information, provides it does not compromise our methods and collection in the intelligence field.
The Bush administration is considering releasing as early as next week classified information supporting its argument that Iraq is in violation of U.N. resolutions. WTVA News, Capitol Hill.